fearful now that Australia's media has cultural diversity problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably an issue like everywhere, I reckon, because where I come from, Singapore, there's a problem there as well. Like,
yeah.
With any country that's like a dominant race or anything like that, mm-hmm. there's an issue there. But yeah, so I guess one of my questions is, what do you think editors and managers can do to tackle this? Do you think like the onus is on them? Do they have like a responsibility to do it? Do you think they can help with like this issue in any way? And what can they do?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's so many questions.
I think it does. There is a responsibility for editors to kind of address it and to be conscious of it. We speak a lot about this, especially in this industry, where we're covering a lot of different things in the city. We're covering, you know, food festivals, we're covering restaurant reviews, we're covering arts festivals, that sort of thing. So we cover a huge breadth of things in the city, and obviously the people who are covering these things, we want them to be as representative as the people who are living in this city. And so we as editors, myself included, I find we're always searching for freelance writers that maybe are from an underrepresented area of society and that sort of thing. We are constantly searching for different voices and new voices as well. And I think that's really important. And it definitely, the onus is on us as editors to combat it and definitely address it, because you can't just keep things going as they are going, because it's not representative of society and it's not representative of the people who are living here, you know. And so that's really one of our like major things at the moment, is getting diverse voices and diversity in our industry, and also the people who are writing for us and in our team and that sort of thing. So it's huge.
Personally, what value do you think culturally and linguistically diverse individuals could add to the journalism industry?
I'm like always trying to recognize my own privilege. Like, I am a white woman living in this society. I'm so incredibly privileged to be in the position that I'm in. And so it's my duty, now that I am in a position of power, I am in a position where I can hire people, I can, you know, get freelance writers and that sort of thing. It's my duty then to kind of hire those people, to seek out those people, because otherwise, like, who's going to be doing it, you know? Like, it is on me to get those voices and get those people out there and kind of, yeah, I think it's really important, like I was saying, like, representing the society that we are writing about. Like, here in Melbourne, it's so diverse, and like, we have so many different cultures and communities, and like, they want to see that represented in the media that they are consuming. And so we need to be open to different things to cover. We need to be seeking out those things and not waiting for them to come to us. Wait, I thought of something. So I don't know if you saw, we did a story a couple of months ago now. We usually get sent briefs, press releases from PR agencies who are kind of like promoting new bars, new restaurants and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so one we received a couple months ago is called Rickshaw Bar. Mm-hmm. We had like a quick look over it and we're like, okay, maybe we'll get to that. We didn't really look at it properly. And then a couple of days later went past and we looked at it again and we're like, actually, this is quite controversial. So basically it was a Vietnam War themed bar,
mm-hmm.
which they weren't explicitly saying it was a Vietnam War themed bar. Mm-hmm. It was Saigon in the 70s themed, which inherently means or is somehow related to the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And basically they had decor that had like bullet shells and like bullet holes, and like there was like a big barbecue menu, and it was just, something was just a bit, we're just not correct about this. We're like, why are you theming a bar around a horrific war where many, many, many people died?
Yeah.
And so we spoke to, so our food and drink editor, Roshani, she contacted a lot of Vietnamese Australians. She had some friends. She also spoke to some academics about like what this kind of means for the Vietnamese community, Vietnamese Australian community, and like what that, how it's wrong to be kind of profiting off something like this, but also when it's coming from a white man and his team who weren't Vietnamese Australian or Vietnamese associated, why that is not the right thing to be doing, why creating a bar themed around a war that you, or a cuisine, a country that you don't really have strong ties to, why that isn't really the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Basically, we wrote this piece about how it's stirring up controversy, and in the end, they shut down their socials, and they're like, we're rethinking the theme of the bar. They closed down the venue, and yeah.